Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back in. It's After Hours. Zach Gelbin for Amy Lawrence right here on CBS Sports Radio. And always enjoy talking to my next guest. And that's the former head football coach of the Arizona Cardinals, now doing a great job with us right here on CBS, calling games for them each and every Sunday. And that's Bruce Arians. B.A., it's Zach Gelb. Thank you for the time, as always, and how are you?
Doing great, Zach. How you doing, buddy?
Well, I'm doing great, and I appreciate you coming on. I know you're in New York City as a friend of ours, Paul Palmer, a player you coached at Temple, is going into the College Football Hall of Fame. In an interview before that you've done, I've seen you say that he's the greatest player you've ever coached. Just why do you feel that way about Paul Palmer, and just speak to about the man that he is going into the College Football Hall of Fame tonight?
Yeah, pound for pound, there's never been a better player that I've ever coached. And, you know, he's about 170 pounds, and we gave it to him 40 times a game. And I always said the ball was never heavy, so he could carry it a bunch. But just an outstanding player, an outstanding person, and so happy for him, so proud of him.
I know you're a lot about relationships. Just to look at a player that you coached in the 80s that was a runner-up for the Heisman, just how about having that relationship with some of your former players after all these years?
Oh, it's fantastic. You know, I came to Alumni Day this year, and I just had tears in my eyes. I couldn't believe how old them guys are. But, yeah, we had such a great time. I spoke at the clinic and was really impressed with spring practice and the job Coach Collins is doing.
Bruce Arians is my guest right now on CBS Sports Radio. How much do you miss coaching?
I don't. I miss relationships, just like you talked about, the coaches, the players, general manager, owner. I miss all those tight relationships. But I don't miss the grind.
Now, I saw a few weeks ago that you had the quote that the only job you would go back for is the Cleveland Browns. Just what made that job so attractive that you would say that?
Oh, the fans. I think the Cleveland fans, you know, they've been on a losing streak for a long time, and they fill the stadium every week. They're the most loyal fans, I think, in the league.
And I also love the attitude that now is coming with the Cleveland Browns, and a lot of that is because of the quarterback in Baker Mayfield, and some people were critical of him after the whole display with Hugh Jackson after the game. But when you watch Baker Mayfield play and the attitude that he brings to that team, just what stands out to you about the former Heisman winner?
Oh, yeah, we had that game last week. You know, he threw three interceptions in the first half. He didn't blink. He threw for 350 yards, two touchdowns in the second half. And they've got a bright future with him.
And that game, of course, was up against the Houston Texans. Texans doing a really nice job in the AFC this year on their winning streak after starting out 0-3, now 9 in a row, and the Chargers are also looking really great. I know in the AFC we all get down to the Patriots and the Chiefs, but what do you think right now about the Texans and also the Chargers?
I think both those teams can beat anybody. You know, that win that the Chargers had in Pittsburgh the other night was a big – that was a playoff game, playoff game atmosphere. And Philip Rivers can beat anybody, and now that Bosa's back, their defense is really solid.
Talking with Bruce Arians on CBS Sports Radio. Let me take you out to Green Bay with Mike McCarthy. Just what did you think about that situation as he's been there since 2006 and now got fired as the head football coach of the Packers?
Yeah, I hope it was his decision to do it now instead of at the end of the season. He's earned the right to do whatever he likes. I mean, he brought the Packers back. They were down for a little bit after, you know, going to a Super Bowl, and then when he beat us in the Super Bowl, and a heck of a coach, heck of a guy.
With that being said, Packers only have 4 wins, and sometimes you just have to move on, and that's what they did. Just how do you pinpoint the Packers' struggles? Because when you have a player like Aaron Rodgers, you think they would have had one more than what they've actually done so far.
Well, they've had a ton of injuries the last couple of years. I know what that's like my last 2 years in Arizona, losing, you know, 15 to 18 players on IR, your best players. In our case, running back, quarterback, and, you know, for Mike, he's had a stretch of offensive linemen being hurt, defensive players being hurt, so it takes its toll.
Now, I see a lot of speculation on Twitter. People are throwing out your name for this job. Would you have any interest in the Packers job?
No, not at all.
But why would that be?
I only If I ever return coaching, it would only be in Cleveland.
Okay, so you stick to that as we're talking to Bruce Arians right now. So, you know, that's interesting, you know, the love affair for Cleveland because, you know, the Packers are a really good situation with Rodgers.
Yeah, it is, and it just I have no desire to coach at Green Bay.
Are you at all surprised that you don't miss the game that much? Because when I think of Bruce Arians, I think of a guy that loves the game and is a real passionate football coach.
Yeah, I mean, it's just the hours in the office and away from your family. I love the game. I love everything about it other than the family time.
I know you're pressed for time, so a few more with Bruce Arians right here on CBS Sports Radio. Lamar Jackson has been a big topic of conversation the last few weeks. Just have you got all a chance to see him, and what do you think about the way that Lamar plays the game?
I love Lamar. I loved him coming out. He was one of my favorite guys in that quarterback class, and it was a heck of a class. And I think Coach Harbaugh is going to have to ride with him. He's got the hot hand. You know, they're running the football, and no better time to have a running game than December and that great defense of theirs.
I know how much you love Andrew Luck. It was a tough one last week, but just how about the way that Andrew Luck's playing right now, coming back from all of his injury problems and having a pretty good year with Frank out there in Indianapolis?
Yeah, it's a great year for a first-year head coach and a quarterback coming back off the injury. I mean, the game needs Andrew Luck. He's one of the bright stars of the game. I was shocked as much as anybody that they got shut out last week, but that Jacksonville defense is pretty good when they want to play.
Let me ask you about two more younger quarterbacks, Josh Allen and also Rosen out in Arizona. Just what have been your impressions on those two quarterbacks?
Two opposite guys. Josh has beaten a lot of people with his legs and thrown the ball downfield. As he grows into a pocket passer, Josh is a pocket passer. He just needs more help around him.
And then you have Sam Darnold with the Jets, with someone you know very well from your Temple days and also out in Arizona, and Todd Bowles. The Jets are having a miserable season right now. There's a bunch of speculation about Todd. A lot of people are labeling him a lame duck coach and that he'll be done at the end of the year. Just why hasn't it worked out so far with Todd and the Jets?
Well, anytime you have a rookie quarterback, and again, there were games he didn't have his receivers. Injuries have a big part, especially on rookie quarterbacks. But nobody can handle it better than Todd Bowles. He's as tough as they get, and he'll land on his feet if they decide to move on, that's for sure.
Final one with Bruce Arians. And, Coach, I do appreciate you joining us right here on CBS Sports Radio. So much has been made over the last few years, and deservingly so, with all the problems we've seen in our game with abuse of women. And the latest comes with Kareem Hunt and the video that did surface. Just when you saw that video, how did you react? And what would you say to Kareem? What advice would you give him as he'll try to eventually get back into the National Football League?
Go get help. Go get help, because it's not the first time. And you obviously need help. And get help, and I hope the league does not let him play until he gets help.
And how do you know that he is a changed person, you know, when he gets that help? What would be the thing to make the league say that it's okay to let him play in the football, National Football League again?
I think the counselors and the doctors would have to tell you that.
You got it. Well, Coach, hey, best of luck. We appreciate you giving us a few minutes, and we thank you as always.
Oh, you bet. Thank you.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.